All right. How about the tales of the world? My scripture text this morning is 1 John. You know, there's three Johns, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. They call them the epistles or the letters of John. This is the same John that wrote the book of John and the same John that received the revelation from Jesus Christ. And this is, you look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. It's a kind of a synonymous thing when it talks about, John talked about it in the book of John. But I don't want to take anything out of context with this particular scripture. So it'll be a little bit of a long, but bear with me. And I don't get my tongue around my eye tooth and can't see what I'm trying to read. Third chapter, 1 John. And it's about living as children of God. And then later down in verse 11, it's the subtitle, Love One Another. I think that's a word we need to hear in our day and time. Hear God's word, New Living Translation, up to the end of the chapter. This is the message we have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was right. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love other Christians, it proves that we have passed from death to eternal life. But a person who doesn't love them is still dead, spiritually, that is. Anyone who hates another Christian is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. Now, this is the text where I put in the bulletin. Verse 16. We know what real love is because Christ gave up his life for us. And so we ought to give up our lives for our Christian friends. But if one of you has enough of money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need and refuses to help, how can God's love be in that person? And I love John always would call us dear children because we are children. Dear children, let us stop just saying that we love one another. Let us really show it by our actions. It is by our actions that we know we are living in the truth. So we will be confident when we stand before the Lord. Even if our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. And he calls his friends too. Dear friends, if our conscience is clear, we can come to God with bold confidence. Faith and confidence are synonymous. So we can come to the Lord in bold faith. And we will receive whatever we request because we obey his commandment. We must believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. And those who obey God's commandments, and we will know that he lives in us because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Now, in verse 17, there's a commentary in my Bible about verse 17. But if one of you has enough of money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need and refuses to help, how can God's love be in that person? And a commentary is about selfishness. It says selfishness cannot coexist with the love of God. Selfishness inhibits or even prohibits God's love from being real in our lives and the lives of those that we encounter. This passage suggests that one cure for a selfish heart is giving money to meet a financial need when it presents itself. Given your situation and what you know about the need of people around you, how much you express God's love this week. That's always been a challenge for all of us as we see things that need to be done. We might have the resources to do it, but we kind of hold back. You know, it's human nature.